We do have a special event happening tomorrow. And so I want to address that here this morning in light of this passage from Psalm chapter 8. These words, verse 3. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Dear friends, today's sermon does require audience participation and interaction. So when I say this phrase, here it is, God's people said, you need to respond, wow, it's amazing. All right, let's practice, all right? I need to wake you up. I'm going to keep you moving here in this sermon. Here we go. God's people said,
wow, it's amazing.
Thank you. Man, I got some power this morning. Friends, it's okay to say that phrase because it actually appears quite a few times throughout the Bible. At certain points and at very crucial hinge points in the Bible, God's people stand back in awe and reverence, and they can't believe what they are watching, and they do say exactly that. Wow, it's amazing. Think about a couple of these examples. I want to point them out. The time that the Israelites enter into the promised land, they have left behind Egypt. Imagine the circumstance here. The Egyptians that are chasing after the Israelites have infantrymen, and they have chariots. Now let me explain how advanced those chariots were. They had wheels. This is about, say, 800 BC. Even earlier than that, actually. They had wheels on the chariots. They had a platform on the chariot. One person stood in the front of the chariot with a shield to fend off any attacks. And then on the back of that little platform, there was another person who shot projectile weaponry. That was their army. And their infantry had the most sophisticated of weapons during this day. And the Israelites had nothing. They just left Egypt with some bread and a few rations, the Bible tells us. And you see, when they crossed the Red Sea, and the Israelites who had absolutely nothing, and the Egyptians who had absolutely everything, and at the end of that moment when they crossed the Red Sea and they saw that the Egyptians were completely destroyed, God's people said,
wow, it's amazing.
Now next time I do it, I'm not going to point and give you a cue. Helping you out. Hey, that is basically what the Israelites said. Moses' sister Miriam sang a song. It's kind of fancy, but it essentially says this, wow, it's amazing. Now let's turn to the New Testament, the major event of the New Testament, the birth of Jesus. Some wild things are happening when Jesus is born. Up in the sky, a star goes across. In a very predictable pattern and way. All the other stars are still, but this one goes directly in a path to a certain city. And down below on earth, three wise men are watching, and they follow the star to a dusty little town called Bethlehem. And God's people said,
wow, it's amazing.
Okay, they didn't exactly say that, but it was pretty close, and I can say that because, you see, in the Christmas pageant that I was in as a youth, maybe you can relate, our Central Lutheran youth, when I was in the Christmas pageant, I was one of those three wise men, and when it was time to sing this part of the song, Star of Wonder, Star of Light, Star of Royal Beauty Bright, I completely froze and forgot the line completely. But you know, that line is basically this, wow, it's amazing. Now, right before that, a few months before the wise men, an angel appeared to a virgin, the Virgin Mary. She was not married, and there were no prospects for her to have a child. And when the angel said that she would bear the Son of the World, God's people said,
wow, it's amazing.
Thank you. By the way, Mary did say that. And right after she heard those words from the angel, she sang a song. It's called the Magnificat. By the way, it's the number one Billboard hit in the history of the world. No song has ever been sung more often than Mary's song, the Magnificat. And I'm boiling that song down to a simple phrase. Wow, it's amazing. Read the words. That's what she's saying. We've dressed it up and made it fancy, and Bach and Beethoven have dressed it up. But that's essentially what Mary was saying. Wow, it's amazing. Now, tomorrow, something's happening, I think. August 21st, 2017. It's the reason why you're here, Central Lutheran Youth. It's the reason why there are people who have a dedicated hobby to trace, to follow after total eclipses. That's what they do their whole life. They're here in our area. Yes, glasses have been purchased. Parking lots have been reserved. Food has been prepared. Everything has been fueled up. By the way, when this exact thing happened in 1133 in England, the king at the time, King Henry, died on that exact day, and England broke out into a civil war. Well, what makes me wonder what's going to happen here? Well, here's the thing. On that day, when you put on the glasses and take your position and look up into the sky, what are you going to say? Are you going to say, wow, it's amazing? You might. Now, where I want to go in my message here this morning is here. Now, if you catch anything, this is what I want you to learn. Wow, it's amazing, just because it's a spectacular event, is one way to say that phrase. That's one way to look at things. Or you can look at it this way. Wow, it's amazing. God is at work, and God has done something marvelously. Big difference between the two things. And my thought is that actually quite a few people are just going to stand there and say, wow, it's amazing. It's an unusual event. You know, there's a huge difference between those two statements. And you know, as Christians, as believers in our Creator who's made everything, we go the other route. We see that God is at work. You see, at moments in the Bible, there's this little word that appears. Maybe you didn't pay attention to this little word, but I want to point it out to you. The word is this, ide, in the Greek. What that word is doing throughout the Bible over 4,000 times is saying, wake up, pay attention, God is doing something special. Here are some points where it happens. When God creates on each day in Genesis chapter 1 and 2, after each day it says, yes, what was created was good, but that word occurs, ide, behold, it is amazing. In Exodus, when the Israelites make it through the Red Sea and they make it through the 10 plagues, ide appears. It says, behold, what God is doing is amazing. Then we fast forward to the New Testament. That little word appears when John the Baptist sees Jesus. He says this, ide, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Ide is what that word is, behold. What we have in the Bible is this. Numerous people say, wow, it's amazing, but they're referring to God at work. God is doing something special, amazing, way beyond anything I could fathom. Not just, it's a kind of a cool event, I'm just going to experience it. Dear friends, tomorrow is going to be an ide kind of event. God is up to something. Because you are going to see, when it is completely dark outside, a universe, planets and stars that God created, and He created it out of love for you. All of it. For you. Did you hear Psalm 8? When I consider the work of His fingers, what is man? Man is God's loved creation. You are what He loves most of all. You know, when you know that someone has created something out of love, you really have a deeper appreciation for it. Let me explain how that works. I love cake. How many people love cake? We all do. Yes. We love cake. In fact, when cake is served at Peace Lutheran Church out in the fellowship hall, my eyes get stuck on that one piece that has extra frosting. You know that one piece that has like the rose on it or the flowers? My heart gets really excited about that piece with all the extra raspberry filling inside. And I have wonder and amazement about that piece of cake. But friends, here's the thing. When my wife makes This cake, Tres Leches cake, it's a Mexican cake. It's way better. Because I know who made it for me, and I know the person who made it for me loves me. And I know how hard my wife worked to make that cake for me. She goes to the grocery store, and it takes her a long time to decide on certain ingredients and not have other ingredients. Tres Leches takes a couple of days to make, and I know that she makes it out of love just for me. That's what's happening tomorrow. As we look up, we get to see a God that's not just created things, He's created it for you out of love. How awesome is that? Dear friends, I wanted to show you a picture of God that was put together in the 13th or 14th century in a French Bible. You can Google this, by the way. It's titled God the Architect. God the Architect. And if you look at this painting, it shows some detail. God is creating the earth, and He's taking a lot of attention to it. He's got a compass in His hand, separating the heavens and the earth. There's nothing to chance. God has the world gripped in His hands. It's spectacular. But there's one little detail that I want you to notice with this painting. One little detail that's very unusual. Look at God's foot. What's going on with God's foot? It's out of the boundary of the painting. It's not in the boundary of the painting. That's coloring book 101. Stay within the lines. I teach this to my children. Make sure you get that green in between the lines. What is the painter doing here? He's sending a message. We can't contain, and we can't even figure out how God works and who He is completely. He is so powerful, and we cannot fathom how He's put everything together. It's amazing, isn't it? Well, tomorrow will be spectacular. Think about it this way. We heard about it in the presentation a couple weeks ago. These are the statistics. The moon is about 1,000 miles in radius. It's about 220,000 miles away from the earth. Then way, way out, about 92 million miles further out is a sun. And that sun is 92,000 miles in radius. And just at the right moment, that moon, that little moon's going to block the sun coming down on earth. And we're going to look up into the sky and we're going to say, God's people are going to say, wow, it's amazing. Here's my challenge, friends. Every day we can say, wow, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing? The sun is not 95 million miles away and not 89 million miles away. It would be too cold and too hot. It's at 92 million miles away. Isn't it amazing that we have an atmosphere that we can breathe and have oxygen? Isn't it amazing we have eyes and ears to take it all in? Our God is amazing. So today, tomorrow, every day moving forward, let's join Genesis chapter 1, John the Baptist, Mary, Miriam, and all God's people said,
wow, it's amazing.
Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, sometimes in church we try to explain everything. You are unexplainable, and we admit that. And Lord, we see the works of your creation, this wonderful church family, friends that have come from Yakima. We thank you for that. And we are going to take a look at this beautiful universe that you created tomorrow. Help it not just be an event that we walk through. Help us to see that you're the creator that made this especially for us. We thank you for your love and the love that you have for us every day, giving us the oxygen, the ears, the eyes, all the things that we have to live here in this time and place. In Jesus' name, amen.